this year's elections will impact the future of Alaska. On KCAM's Meet the Candidates program, we're giving you the chance to hear candidates in their own words tell you what's important to them. This is Doug Walker of KCAM Radio, and for today's Meet the Candidates interview, I'll be talking with Bill Walker, who is running for governor of Alaska. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Doug. Thank you very much.
And let's begin, since the governor position includes governor and lieutenant governor. Can you tell us who is sharing the ticket with you, a little about them?
Sure. Sharing the ticket with me is, her name is Heidi Dragas. She's Fairbanks born. She was my commissioner, grew up in Fairbanks, went to UAF, UAF graduate, and she went on to law school and came back to Alaska, practiced law a bit, and then she was my commissioner of labor and workforce development. And so I know her well. I knew her father was a carpenter in the same, journeyman carpenter like I was in the same union during the building of the oil pipeline. And so she's a great Alaskan, a great commissioner, and she'll make a great lieutenant governor.
Thank you for that introduction to her. And let's switch now. And some people know more about you than others, but as an introduction, could you tell us a little bit about where you've lived in Alaska and how long you've been here in Alaska, as well as the experience you bring to the position of the governor?
Sure. I was born in Fairbanks. I lived in Fairbanks for a couple years. Moved to Delta Junction. I started my education in Delta Junction at Fort Greeley, and we lived there for 7 years. And then we moved to Valdez in about 1960, and I lived in Valdez for about 30 years. And so most memorable time I had was certainly the earthquake in 64, and when actually my brother, we moved out of Valdez, we had to, and my brother moved to Glen Allen and graduated from Glen Allen High School in 1964. And so that was our... So I stayed in Valdez. I served as the mayor when I was about 27, and then went on to law school and came back and had a law practice, and then a lot of issues on energy and gas line issues and whatnot. And then I ran for governor after that, and I served as Alaska's 11th governor from 2014 to 2018 as the only independent governor in the nation. On what was called a unity ticket. I'm a Republican, moved to the middle as an independent. My running mate was a Democrat, moved to the middle, and we were the unity ticket, and that's basically what we have. Heidi is to the left of me, and I'm to the right a bit, and she's to the left a bit. So, again, we created a unity ticket of independents from different political persuasion.
And can you tell us why you're running for the position this time around?
You know, Doug, I never thought I'd run again. Quite honestly, it was the greatest honor of my life to serve as the governor of the state, and it was that I was born in. It was this incredible honor. But, you know, I saw all the opportunities that we have as a state, and they're all achievable. A passion I have for is low-cost energy. I mean, not affordable energy, low-cost, cheap energy. We're the most energy-rich state in the nation, and we have the highest cost of energy. And we can fix that, and we need to fix that. I was had a difficult time with oil at $26 a barrel, a $4 billion hole in the budget. We had to reduce, close 40 state facilities, lay off lots of folks, getting the employment down to the lowest it's been in probably 30 years. And so it was not a fun time in that regard. And so we're not able to do some of the things that we wanted to do. They're still available. We're not focused on them now. So really, cost of energy is a huge priority for me.
Yeah, that's a good introduction to our next question. What other important issues do you see facing the state in the coming years?
Well, it's really the fiscal situation that we're in. We are, in the last 10 years, Doug, we have gone through, the legislature has gone through $20 billion of savings. And we know we need to grow our permanent fund to $100 billion, but about 80 right now. We get to $100 billion, $110, $120 range, we can live tax-free forever. And so my goal is to, I'm not a fan of taxes, and if we can grow the permanent fund to $100 billion, we draw a sustainable draw off of that each year, and we have and there's our budget. So we need to, you know, our education system is starving for educators. Every school district I've heard from is short. A school district employs about 1,000 statewide. And so we need to take care of that. There's many things we need to do, but we really need to really, I focus on growing the permanent fund. And that's why I did the terrible, difficult decision I had to reduce the dividend down to what the Senate had passed legislation to reduce it to 1,000. I reduced it to 1,100. And so that we could grow the permanent fund, not overdraw it, and if we overdraw it and drain the permanent fund, we'd go from the lowest taxes in the nation to the highest tax in the nation. I don't want it to be a high tax state at all.
What are your goals for Alaska if elected, and how would you accomplish those goals?
Well, first thing is to resolve the issue on the permanent fund dividend to make sure that it's sustainable, that it's predictable. So much of our time in Juneau is spent on arguing over what the size should be. We need to fix that in some way, either a new formula. There's a number of ways to do that, but we're going to do that as Alaskans, not just as individuals. And so, so that's number one thing we need to do. Number two, we have the highest opioid death rate in the nation, and we need to address that as we did when I was in office before. And the third really is the economy. It's the economy that we need to get going. I am very passionate about the gas line, as some listeners may be aware, and worked on it for many, many years. When we left office, there were 15 long-term customers interested in joining this project as customers, and that's what the project needed was customers, and this administration let them all go away to other projects in Louisiana and Texas and elsewhere. So we get the customers back. We have the permits. We have the right-of-ways. It's time to... I saw what happened to our state when we had the oil pipeline built, and we need to bring down the cost of energy, and that's the single biggest way of doing that.
Anything else that you would like to say in closing to our listeners as we wrap this up?
Well, I certainly have many wonderful memories as may not be politically correct to say this, as a Valdez Buccaneer playing against the Panthers, and it was lots of good memories and good friendships that were developed over the years with my 30 years of in Valdez. So I have a lot of admiration for what's happening in the Copper River Basin, and I've been to your Chamber of Commerce meetings a number of times. I applaud that you have a Chamber of Commerce, and I'm looking forward to really, our theme is to rebuild Alaska, and we need to rebuild Alaska. And that comes with trust. That comes with, being able to survive, the energy costs that right now are off the charts. There are things we can do with the refineries that we have currently in Alaska, the oil we currently own in Alaska. So it's a matter of step by step. I'm my background is building. I'm a carpenter through and through. Yes, I got some degrees along the way, but I'm in service as governor. But I always describe myself as a carpenter, and I enjoy that immensely. So I'm a builder, and so we need to build Alaska one brick at a time with Alaskan hands, and I want to make the bricks in Alaska. So we need to. It all comes from one thing, and that's low cost energy, and so that's what we need to do. That's my passion, and also making sure that our education system is the best. I enjoyed my commissioner of education came from the Copper River Basin, Michael Johnson. I enjoyed him significantly, and did a great job. So James Fields, of course, was the chairman of the Board of Education. So I drew heavily upon folks in the Copper River Basin as far as in my administration and help, and I would look at doing that again.
And as people approach the elections, if they're interested in finding out more about you and your positions, is there a website or other ways that they can contact you?
There is. A website is walkerdrygas.com, and that's DRYGAS .com is our website. Send us a question if you have a question. We have a lot of our material on that website, so we're and I'm excited about the response. We just had a poll yesterday come out, and on a head-to-head poll with Governor Dunleavy, I'm within less than half a point. So it's a pretty close race at this point, and so we'll see what happens in November.
Well, thank you very much. This is Doug Walker for KCAM, and I've been talking with Bill Walker, who is running for governor of Alaska. Thank you again.
Thanks, Doug.
Meet the Candidates programs air weekdays at 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. on KCAM 790 a.m., as well as after the news at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. on FM 88.7. We'll include interviews with candidates in the U.S. House and Senate elections and the governor's race, as well as the state House and Senate districts in the Copper River Valley.